T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Busy day in Ashburn. TV. OTAs, trademarks, we got it all going. Few people can speak on more topics than our guy, Ben White. I think we start here. Ben has some personal info. I gotta work on my intro for you, Ben. After 14 years as the chief economic correspondent at Politico, you are taking your talents to South Beach. Well, what exactly is happening, Ben?
Yeah, sort of. I'm moving to a publication called The Messenger. It's brand new. It's really good. It's dedicated to nonpartisan news and analysis. I'll be their chief Wall Street correspondent and kind of build out the finance and economics team. But it is based in Florida. So, yeah, in a sense, I'm taking my talents just to Wall Street, but I'll be down in Florida from time to time at HQ. So, yeah, in a way, I'm going to South Beach.
Well, I think congratulations are in order here, right? I imagine that you get to go build out your own thing.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I mean, I had a great run at Politico. Loved it, still love it, love everybody there. 14 years is a long time to do something, and longer, you know, than I've been at any other place in my professional life. And sometimes you get that desire to do something new and build something fresh and on your own. Not on my own, obviously. A lot of great colleagues I'll be joining, including some former folks from Politico. But it's an opportunity to really, you know, to re-energize myself and build something new and have a bit of fun. So I did that, you know, for a bunch of time at Politico as a startup. Now it's a big, well-established, awesome publication. So now, you know, a new thing. It'll be fun.
Is it some of the same stuff you're doing now, Ben, or would it be extra?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different. I mean, I'll launch a column, a morning newsletter, you know, not the same as Morning Money, more focused directly on finance and Wall Street, a little bit less on politics, but I won't spend all my time on that. But I'll do the same kind of economic analysis and reporting and maybe a little bit more on straight market stuff, which I really like, you know, just covering the ins and outs of Wall Street, both, you know, as a business and the stock market and bond markets as a whole. So I'll write a bunch of stories and then build out a video thing for them. So we'll have some in-house talk shows, you know, short ones that will go out probably, you know, in the afternoon to get you up to speed on exactly what went down over the course of the business day. So there's a bunch of stuff in the works that should be really enjoyable and informative to people. And the whole idea is, like, give them all the information they need to make the, you know, choices on stuff themselves, and no partisan lean to it. Not that we won't have an analytical edge and give you the truth, but it's not going to be biased in any way. And it'll give people, you know, full, transparent information on subjects that matter to them. And in my case, economic subjects that matter to them.
Well, perhaps the most important question for you to answer here is, will you still be able to make time to talk football with me and B. Mitch?
Absolutely. I, you know, in negotiations, it was carved out. You know, you guys are sacrosanct in my life, because it's one time in my week that I get to have a real, I mean, I have a good time doing everything, but this is one of the most fun times of my week. I ain't losing that.
All right. That's what we're glad to hear. Congratulations, everybody. Make sure you follow Matt Economy, Ben. Even more great news and information coming for you. So I want to start here. I definitely want to ask you some debt ceiling stuff and about the sale and what I heard down there and what you hear. But I want to start with, there's two things going on at Commanders OTAs. There is a desperation among the fan base for information on Sam Howell looks. I think he was kind of uneven today. I think it was, you know, a practice in May that we shouldn't worry too much about.
Mm-hmm.
But There's also Chase Young not being here. And he, these are voluntary workouts. He's allowed to not be here. Where do you land as a lifelong Commanders fan? Are you more interested in how Sam Howell looks, even if it's relatively unimportant in the grand scheme of things, or that Chase Young isn't here, even if that's relatively unimportant in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, I'm not hugely worried about either of them. I mean, the Chase Young thing, you can understand, you know, he's upset that they didn't exercise the option, you know, and that he's got to kind of play for his contract this year. I'm disappointed any time a key player like that, especially one who has such talent and such promise and has shown it, you know, obviously rookie of the year, but then got really badly hurt and hasn't really shown it again. Like, it'd be good for him to be in the building for everything and getting up to speed. But, you know, I understand it. I don't really blame him. As long as he's there for training camp and is in shape and healthy and goes out there and balls out, you know, the way he can and is healthy, I have no real worries about him because the guy is a monster talent, just needs to be able to stay on the field. And Howell, sure, you know, I'd love to hear from you that he's out there throwing dimes, you know, 80 yards to all of our wide receivers and looks like, you know, Joe Montana and Elway and Brady combined. I have no expectations of that, certainly no expectations of that in May. So, you know, I'm interested in it. It'd be cool to hear, you know, how he develops and improves, but I'm not going to worry about, you know, a couple of uneven practices in May from a guy who's barely played a, you know, snap in the NFL.
Fair.
Yeah, I think Chase, I have this little saying I always tell people, if you don't feel like being bothered, stay home. So I kind of feel like if you're going to say something that's going to cause a lot of uproar with your team, you're more than likely to do better being somewhere else working out than where you know the media is going to be asking you crazy questions. And then on top of the thing with Sam Howell, I've watched veteran players be here, have up and down days sometimes. And this is like, what, their first full time going out there?
Yeah.
I expect that. Right now. But if it's like that in September, then we got a problem.
Different. Right. Yeah. If he rolls out, you know, preseason or whatever and stinks it up and then opener, you know, just looks terrible and all that, obviously cause for concern. This wouldn't be. He's like a black box to me. You know, there's plenty of Wall Street comparisons, like hedge funds, that you just have no idea how they actually operate. And I just have no idea how good he is. And I hear he's pretty good. I've seen a little bit. And I hope for the best, but I have absolutely no clue.
Well, and we're not really going to know, honestly, probably till about Halloween. Because say he's good week one and bad week two, like, we got to give it some time. There's got to be a long leash.
Of course. Yeah, it's got to be a long leash, particularly when you got nothing else, really.
Right. Speaking of the time on this, I spent the last couple days in Minnesota where there were NFL owners meetings. And really the only people that talked of any substance on the record were Jim Irsay, Jerry Jones, and Roger Goodell. And Goodell and Jones both said of the Commander's sale, some stuff to work through, but we're really confident. Irsay had a slightly more even tone about, you know, we got to see what this structure looks like and make sure it adheres to our rules. Your world is gigantic financial transactions. Is this fairly customary? Does it all sound normal to you?
I got to tell you, the Israel comments, I read them as well, worried me about it for the first time, that some of the financing the owners might have more questions about than I originally thought. And Goodell and Jones obviously sounded different, and I liked what Goodell said about, you know, talking to the new ownership team about potentially doing a deal like we talked about last week to move the city back to D.C., which would be the most wonderful thing in the world. But, it was a little concerning. And I don't know the extent to which they'll need to change the terms of the financing, like put more cash on the table. That seems to be maybe what maybe some of the other owners are concerned about, that there's too much debt financing. Maybe they're worried about, interest rates rising and the cost of servicing that debt. So I still believe that the NFL wants Snyder out, Snyder wants out. This is the best deal they're going to get. This is the best ownership group they're going to get, and they will get the whatever they need, 24 of the owners, to approve it. But those comments made me think that there might be some tweaks to this deal to get them all comfortable before it gets done. That kind of popped in my head as a concern.
I think it's more of like a show. It seems like they're trying to make sure they take their time, say a lot of stuff publicly. No. But I think they've already agreed to some stuff, and they're ready to move this thing forward. They just want to make sure they have They got a fake lawsuit out there right now. They're trying to make sure they have no real ones come back to them.
Well, that's true. I mean, due diligence, you got to show that you're doing it. And they are doing it. You know, spoke to it like, we'll do it as fast as we can, but, you know, within the due diligence we got to do. But, you know, when one of the owners comes up publicly, that kind of wishy-washy on it, it just gives me a little concern. But I see no other real option for the NFL or the team, so they just got to figure it out.
All right, last thing that you are certainly the expert among the three of us on, this debt ceiling stuff. It appears we're getting quite close to the deadline. People are talking about making a coin. I don't know what the hell that means. Tell me this is much ado about nothing and they'll figure it out.
It's much ado about nothing and they'll figure it out is the true answer. As I said last week, the debt limit is the dumbest thing that we still have in the federal code. Well, not the dumbest. There are plenty of dumb things, but this one is one of the stupidest because we go through this all the time and we get close to the deadline and markets start to go crazy and we do dumb things and then we raise the debt limit, which we will do again this time. Nobody wants a default. Nobody wants the political or economic fallout from a default. So we will get there. We are not there. We may get to June 1, the alleged day when Treasury can't issue any more debt. It's probably a little later than that. And if we get to that point, they'll pass something, an emergency bill to extend the deadline by a little. Then they'll make an agreement that cuts spending in certain areas, but not by that much. And they'll cobble together a majority of Republicans with enough Democrats to pass it. They'll just make our lives miserable in the process.
Okay. So short-term pain, long-term stays the same.
There you go.
Yeah, you can bank on the fact that the U.S. is not going to default for the first time in its history and collapse the economic and financial markets across the world. That's not going to happen because it's just too idiotic to happen. But we'll do the dance from here until, you know, first week of June or so and either punt it down the road a little or make like a two-year deal. But I wouldn't lose sleep.
They play politics until they realize their politics will get them not elected anymore, then they're going to make sure that the people that are voting for them are happy.
Particularly on the Republican side, every time they think they're going to win the public fight over this and somehow get a victory, and they don't and always get blamed, which they will again, not that Biden won't to some degree as well, but there's just no winners in a failure here. So a failure is not an option that anybody will accept.
Failure is not an option we will accept either. Congrats on the new gig. Thank you very much
for making time.
And and everybody give him a follow. Economy Ben.
Definitely.
Thanks, Wes. Talk to you.
All right. That is our guy, Ben White. We appreciate his time every week. Huge, huge old school Skins fan and super wired in the financial world. I feel better. If Ben says we don't need to be freaked out, I'm good with that.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. 1:30, Josh Gerben is the trademark attorney that broke the news that Washington's Commander's trademark has been denied. I'd love to know, remember when they told us that it couldn't be Red Wolves because they wouldn't be able to get the trademark?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get this trademark either. What the hell is going on? My observations from watching some of Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett at the line of scrimmage with Eric Bieniemy barking at him. Plenty to come. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So many reasons why I love betting with FanDuel. They have great promotions every day. The app is safe and secure. And when you win, you get paid instantly. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. FanDuel is official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel is also the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.